This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
I'm so sorry. The music is playing, and we were delayed. We were on the red carpet. No, we weren't on the red carpet. We're in a t-shirt and swimming trunks in here, for God's sake. There's no red carpet. It is time for I haven't done this without Mike here in so long. I gotta go find the sponsor. I'm not ready. I feel terrible. Where is it? Panic. There it is. Reverse AFC Power Rankings are brought to you by, frankly, not brought to you by, they are powered by Empire Electric, your residential neighborhood electrician. Visit EmpireElectricians.com. Sal, you have obviously a high level of importance to the segment, but none more so than reminding me to read the sponsor again at the end.
Okay.
Reverse AFC Power Rankings for the week. We have not done this since the 30th of July, so it's been a little bit. 16. Let's get right into it. No need to dilly-dally around. 16.
I'm going to say Tennessee Titans.
I'm all right with that.
Zach, you know, does he have a say here?
I like that. Yeah, once we get two,
all we need is two to move. So, you know, Zach was.
All right, I got you.
You know, it doesn't really matter what Zach thinks.
Oh.
How are you feeling about Cam Ward?
I mean, kind of like I do about a lot of rookie quarterbacks. Yeah, sure. Maybe he's going to be great. I need to see it. I don't really care what he did in college. Totally different in the NFL. I think Josh Allen taught us a lot about that with all the things being said about him and other quarterbacks who we thought would be great and weren't. So I like his athleticism. I like his accuracy, but there's not much of a team around
him. Seems like a coach's dream, too.
Yeah, so not much of a team around
him,
though.
Checks that box, yeah. All right, Tennessee 16. 15.
I'm going to go Colts here.
Wow.
I'm fairly certain Joe Flacco is better than both Daniel Jones and Anthony Richardson.
I'm inclined to agree with you.
I don't know by how much, but I do think he's better than both of them.
What do you think of that?
Man, are they that bad as a team, though, to put them down here?
That's the thing. I love their roster. I am an A.D. Mitchell fanatic. Tyler Warren's going to be great. I can't see how they're going to score points.
You know what? Just so, I'm going to go with Zach on this, even though Sal is balking. I'm going to vote Indy, in large part because I just want to see how Mike reacts when he sees them there in this spot when he gets back from vacation.
You going to do it then?
See them at 15. So Indy.
That's fine. I got you. Okay.
Indy is 15. 14.
You or me? You're right.
Doesn't matter. Just blur out the team.
Oh, I see.
You don't have to take turns. So you got a strong
feeling. I'm going to say Raiders.
Oh, Mike's going to be so upset.
What do they have?
Geno Smith?
Right. What are they? Their defense, what do they have?
That's the thing. Their defense is Max Crosby and a bunch of guys.
But.
And relying on a rookie running back to carry the offense?
But we are leaving Cleveland and the Jets on the board here.
Yes,
to put the Raiders in.
I agree. I think the Raiders are worse than both those teams.
I admire what you're doing and how you're going about it. I'm gonna say Browns.
Okay. I'll go Cleveland too.
All right. Okay.
You lose, Sal. See, this is how it works. It's a democracy.
Totally get it.
That's what we're doing. 13, Sal's on the Raiders. That's also how it works, Raiders. By the way. Once you say a team, then you're stuck there.
I'm going to say Raiders.
I can go there. I can get there.
Okay.
I like Bowers. Genty could be cool. Geno could be fun, but
their defense
really
is crossed. Plus, can we
this is pure chaos.
Take into account the fact that, like, I think they're in a division with three teams definitely better than them?
Yeah, that's absolutely true. I definitely agree with that. Yeah. Reverse AFC power rankings. Wow. Tennessee, Indy, Cleveland, Las Vegas. 12. I'm going to say Jets just before the show gets pulled over.
I think I'll agree here. There's only one other team I would consider, and the Jets are just, I can't believe right now that they would have much of it. I like some of their talent. I do. I like their talent, but I'll agree with you here.
All right. Sorry, it takes me a while I'm trying to copy Mike's writing so that the page looks neat, which I know is patently absurd, but it's a thing for me. I need it to look right. Okay, 11. Who's the team you think?
Jacksonville Jaguars.
Yep, Jacksonville. I was high on them, but I feel like it's a lot of Travis Hunter hype for me.
I might like them sneakily to win the division myself.
The division is not going to be great.
Right.
So I could see that being in play, but man, you compare to the rest of the teams in the conference, I just...
Yep. All right.
I may have also picked Jacksonville in that parlay you and Nate did yesterday. Right. I did it, and it just today I'm like, I don't love it.
You have some buyer's remorse on that? You're not feeling good about that?
Bad. Yeah, it's bad.
Okay. 10.
Miami.
Yes.
Their defense fought each other today in a joint practice.
Did you read some of the reports coming out of there? Not just about that, but like I quote tweeted one from a Bears reporter saying how they picked off Tua three times and just dominated their offense. And I'm like, oh my God. Like, is that the Bears or is that the Dolphins?
Right.
And my comment was, okay, the Bills have joint practices next week against the Bears. But maybe a little comparable notes here.
Right. Good point. All right. Yeah, I'm good there. 9. I'll let somebody else suggest 9.
Do we want to go New England here?
That was the team that jumped out at me. It's really between two teams here.
It's them or the Steelers to me.
Yes, correct. But I would trust Aaron Rodgers, even though he's been kind of a Mike Tomlin and with DK Metcalf, more than I trust the entire...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Entire, like, what the Patriots have right now is they kind of rebuild here.
Yeah.
And okay. I know I do like the Patriots as maybe the second-best team in the division. I just don't know if they can really bridge that gap enough yet.
Right. No, I hear you. All right, so New England's 9. Pittsburgh is 8.
Yep.
That brings us to the playoff tier. 7.
Texans.
Thank you. That's exactly what I was going to say. 6. I know who I want to say.
How about you give a team?
Cincinnati. Really?
I want to say Chargers.
I'm going to say Chargers.
Yeah.
We're both on the same wavelength.
Yep.
I mean, especially after the Slater injury, not that that has to be a super big needle mover, but the way they want to play, that's a huge factor.
Yep.
Right? And we just haven't seen it come to fruition with them yet the way it's supposed to.
Right.
I need to see it.
Five, I'm going to go, I'll go Bengals five. I'm all right there. I think I like the Broncos more than the Bengals. I wonder, you know, everybody's saying the same thing, right? Their defense, the Sammy P earlier. The starters were on the field against the twos, and they couldn't stop them. It was terrible. I wonder. Maybe they get turnover luck. I just wonder if that defense can even just sort of prove everybody wrong, even just be middle of the pack, the Bengals. Because I just think they were terrible last year, and so, of course, they're going to be terrible again. But defense can be erratic year to year. So
I agree with you on the Bengals simply because of that. And if the defense is as bad as advertised, as good as the offense is, it's almost like they can't make any mistakes. They have to be great all the time.
Right.
And that's hard to sustain all the time in the NFL.
All right. So I think there's only one choice left with the four teams that are left for the four spot. It's got to be Denver. Because then we are graduating to the tier, the elite tier. And we'll see if anybody cracks in there, the Bengals or the Broncos or, you know, whomever. Who do you like for third here?
This is tough. I still don't totally trust the Chiefs offensive line right now. I think I would go them three.
Mm-hmm.
Albeit, I still think they have every bit of a look to win not only the AFC, but the Super Bowl. I think all three of these teams do.
It's going to be four sessions in a row. I won't say 4 weeks in a row because we haven't done these every week, but KC has been in the three spot.
And do you agree with that?
Yeah, I do. I do think the left tackle is
Josh Simmons
going to be a monster for them. Like, I think they've solved that. That kid has looked fantastic so far. The only question about him when they drafted him was his health coming off of an injury. But that's been full go here. And I think that's a big development for them. But that said, I still think third right now between the Bills and the Ravens. Who do you like for two and then therefore for one? I want to give Sal a chance.
Putting
to do
me
this
the pressure on me
because we're here every week and I know how it's been going the last couple of weeks. Or actually, it's been different.
It's been different.
It changed the last two times we did it. We've had the teams in different order. I'll say that.
It's such a homer because I'm going to say, listen, I think the Ravens could win this conference, but I trust the Bills quarterback more than I trust the Ravens quarterback.
All right,
and I would.
I'm writing it.
And they're playing in Buffalo this year, which gives the Bills a little bit of an edge. We'll see how that plays out. The Ravens could have beat them there. I'm going to go with the Ravens at two here because of the quarterback trust factor, I think, overall. Mm-hmm. As much as I think Lamar is great, I do.
Yep.
There's nothing against Lamar, but when you put him in a bucket with Josh Allen, who do I trust more? I'm going to put Josh Allen.
No,
right
I get
now.
It. Radio Sal Capaccio hates Lamar Jackson.
That's right.
I got that's exactly what I, that's two, what I heard. I'm going to tweet, I'm gonna tweet that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, good. We're done. Bills won.
Wait. Do you agree?
Yeah, no.
It doesn't have to be just me.
No, I'm with you.
Yeah, we were Buffalo.
Okay.
The last time.
It takes two.
No, we're good.
Okay.
Baltimore at two, Bills at one. That has been Reverse AFC Power Rankings on WGR, powered by Empire Electric. See, I didn't even need you to remind me. Your residential neighborhood electrician. Visit EmpireElectricians.com. Hit up a timeout here and back for more with Sal Capaccio. I am the Bulldog, and this is WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.